وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to the program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to talk about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran and the goal that Quran offers for a perfect human being. This is very important. Different ideologies, they define different ideals for I don't know, the best possible society, the best possible man, the best possible. So we should see what's the best possible man according to the Holy Quran and what are the elements that make that being possible. And we can understand that through understanding the perfection that Quran has for mankind. We talked about this and we said that with this discussion comes a distinction between two lives, the life of this world and the life of the hereafter, and how Quran compares the two with each other. It is very important to understand that the life of this world is like the beginning step of preparation for that perfection. This is where we can fulfill our possibilities with the actions that we do. This journey is a journey that starts with the human free will, and this life is the only place that we have to exercise that free will in whatever that we wish. And it has consequences in our eternal destination and our eternal being. Quran talks about this life sometimes in the context of comparison with the Hayatul Akhirah. We said that in other scriptures of other religions, the emphasis on hereafter is not like the Holy Quran. In the eschatology, in comparative religious studies, in the part that is called eschatology, this discussion is brought up, and there are different elements that makes the treatment of Quran, of this topic, unique and different. One of them is the overall picture that Quran presents of Hayat al-Dunya and Hayat al-Akhirah, the life here and the hereafter, makes it clear that as if the reality is the hereafter. For example, in one verse, Quran says, whatever that you have in this world, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, in the hereafter, it's better and most enduring. For example, in this world, you experienced, some sort of pleasure, for example. Or I don't know, relationships that you had, or the experience of time, the experience of different things. In the hereafter, these experiences are better and more enduring. It's the same thing, but way different. So, for example, the experience of time, the way that Quran makes the contrast between this world and the hereafter and shows that the hereafter is the real reality. It says, for example, on the Day of Judgment, some people start a conversation about how long they had a life, how long they stayed in dunya. And Quran says, إِذْ يَقُولْ أَمْثَلُهُمْ تَرِيغَةً. The best of the answers to this question from them is by those who say, we only lived in dunya for one day. So you see, that life is so real that long life here, like 7 years, looks like one day only. So this is the way that the comparison is made in the Holy Quran. We go for a break, we come back with more examples of such comparison in the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi. You're listening to the program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the comparisons that Quran make between this life and the life of hereafter. And we said that the Holy Quran gives a picture. In that picture, the life of hereafter is the true life. And the true perfection of man happens there. For example, Quran says the life of this dunya is mata'un ghalil, is a small thing in comparison to the hereafter. Or for example, like as I said, the example of the experience of time, this example we have it in our hadith as well, that it's like a dream. And when you wake up, when you have a dream, well, it's not that it is nothing. It is some experience that you have. It could be a nightmare. It could be a happy dream. You feel pain. You feel happiness. It's true. All of this true. But then at the end of the day, it's a dream. You wake up. And when you wake up, you realize that it was not that serious. When you wake up, you realize it was just a dream. It was like an hour. Maybe you experienced it in the dream. It took so long for you. But when you wake up, you realize that it was just a dream. And now it's finished. So the same thing is true with the Day of Judgment. When people wake up, there's a hadith that says, "Anna sunyam idha ma tu'intabu." People are asleep or are dreaming. And it is only when they die, they wake up. So when they wake up, it's not that they didn't suffer in life or they didn't feel happy in life. No, all these emotions, all these feelings they had and they went through. But at the end of the day, it was just a dream. It's compared to the reality that they face there, the dream is nothing. It gets more serious when the dream has some a real consequence. Imagine that you had a dream, for example, and it was a nightmare last night. And then when you wake up in the morning, they tell you, because you were patient in the dream that you had last night, they're going to give you a great thing like a house or a car, for example. How happy you are, because you say, okay, it was just a dream and I reacted well, and then this is the reward. So the same is true with the situation of Hayat al-Dunya and Akhirah. It's like a dream. The feelings, the emotions are true. They are there. Nobody says you don't feel happy. Nobody says you don't feel sad. Nobody says you have a bad life. No, you have a bad life. It might be a nightmare. But the secret of the thing is that if you react well, and if you're patient, if you pass this test correctly, then you're going to have eternal consequences. You're going to have eternal reward, which is unmatched with the transient and short period of time that you went through some of those difficulties and everything. So when people see the reality of the hereafter, they remember dunya as a very short and a small thing. This is very important in the description of the dunya in the Holy Quran, and something that we should keep in mind as well. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, in the next episode, we talk about another element in the perfection of humanity according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. Have a good time. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله